You're listening to the audio version of Victory Condition Gaming, sponsored by Forget Me Not Flowers and Gifts in Barrie, Vermont. You can check them out online at forgetmenotflowersbarrie.com. If you'd like to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, search for Victory Condition Gaming, and you can also follow me on Twitter at DougVCGaming. And if you'd like to watch us live every week, make sure to subscribe to Victory Condition Gaming on YouTube. Hey everyone, welcome to Free League Showcase, our second session of the day. And this time, we're going to have a chat with the gentleman behind, I know I'm going to mispronounce it, but I'm going to call it, it's Mork Borg here in the States, but it's Merk Borge over no. In Sweden? It's not, see, I'm sorry. Everybody, I apologize. All of our international viewers, I apologize for the mispronunciation. But we have Johan Noor and Haley Nielsen on the show. Thank you guys for coming on and being a part of the Free League Showcase.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Yeah.
Congratulations on the huge success of your book and your game. This is an amazing product. This is going and to win the amount of Ennies that you did. Like, you won 4 Ennies for this product just a few months ago.
Yes. Wild, yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. That's amazing. Let's just talk a little bit about. I'll have you introduce yourselves, and if anybody is watching and has any questions for the guys, let us know in the chat, and I'll throw them up and we'll address them. And yeah, we've got 30 minutes to fill, so let's just go right to town. I'll let you guys go introduce yourselves if you want.
Yeah, should I start you one or
go ahead? Sure.
Yeah, Pelle Nielsen. I'm the author of this game called Mørk Borg. And it's my first published game with a publisher. I have done a couple of more games before, like Print on Demand, only in Swedish. And I've been writing role-playing games since the mid-80s, so maybe 35 years ago.
Nice.
But now I'm a late bloomer.
And I am Johan, the artist or graphic design person who's responsible for making it look the way it does. And I used to be part of a company called Järnringen, who re-released Symbarum, which I also did the graphic design for. And then Järnringen was kind of devoured by Free League and merged. But that was slightly after I jumped ship. So now I have been freelancing a bit for Free League and other companies and doing all kinds of RPG stuff.
Excellent. Let's just talk about this book, right? So how did this game get started? Is this just something that you guys had brewing for, a few years? Is this something that you just kind of came up with on the fly? Like, kind of curious as to the whole idea behind this game.
Yeah, it was on the fly, actually. I wrote one paper. I was at the con in the northern part of Sweden, and we were playing late at night, and I wanted to write a rules light game, like always, I wrote it down in maybe 1 or 2 days. That was the rules, more or less all the rules and some of the creatures that still appears in the book. And I wrote that down in the autumn of 2018. Or summer. And then the classes was on another paper that I wrote a couple of months later. So there's all the 6 classes and the omens in the autumn of 2018. Then me and Johan, we did a book called Barkhexan, that's only Swedish, which is a horror game. And I asked Johan if it would be cool to make like a zine kind of book. So that was the first idea of this book, to just go crazy and do some some short little role-playing game.
And then we, for some reason, we asked Free League if they wanted to publish us, and maybe we can do something more with it. And then they said yes, fortunately enough. And then we still try to keep this scene aesthetic and the scene vibe and the carelessness and, you know, the whole approach to it. And we were let loose.
It's a stunning book, and I'm going to tell folks that if you have not taken a look through this book, like, it's just visually, it's a piece of art. Like, this is exactly, like, I enjoy looking through this book as much as I do playing it. And if you haven't picked up a copy of this, please go pick it up. The art direction, like, this book is just, like, as soon as you see it, like, people want to pick it up and look through it. How'd you come across, like, the design in the book? Like, how did you come across the style of this game? Like,
I don't know. I think I wanted to, I don't know, because we had this scene idea, and I looked at, like, you know, punk scenes and art scenes and that kind of style. And also, since I'm a, like, traditionally schooled graphic designer, I wanted to see what would happen if I just broke all the rules that I've been taught and just try to, you know, push the limits and challenge the way that we normally see books, and especially role-playing game books, because there is a certain kind of pattern to how you make books.
Yeah, and we also, I don't know how many clones, you know, from the first role-playing game, and I have bought, but they are all, you know, it's black and white, and should look old school from the 70s and stuff like that. And we wanted to do, kind of a clone, but not, in its own way. And for layout and design, we wanted to do the opposite. Mm-hmm. Lots of colors, lots of, to go crazy there and do something new.
But also, like, because it kind of connects with the theme of the game, because the game world is ending, right? And as it ends, the reality sort of breaks, and you can never be sure of anything. So it makes sense that also the presentation, you know, breaks in a way, and you can't really rely on it. There's no stability anywhere in it. It's all just boiling and falling apart.
It's crazy, and I love it, and you know, the fact that you've got gold inlay in here and glow in the dark, like, it's madness, but it's like perfect madness. Like, I guess that's the way to.
I think it's connect somehow the way there is a red line, and I thought about that only a couple of days ago. But one prophecy says that Antelia, that's a duchess in the north, in the setting, and she will take all the colors and go away when that prophecy appears. And that what happens in the book as well. It's full of colors, and when we have that introduction adventure, it all turns black and white.
Excellent. Let's get to some of these questions here before, because we only have 30 minutes, so we'll have to have you back on. If anybody would like to see more Borg on this show, please hit that subscribe button and let us know, because we definitely want to have you both on later on to talk even more about things. So let's see. Jeremy E says, thank you for the amazing book. With your new open license, do you have any concerns about quality declining with more products coming out? Or are you just happy to see people make things?
Just happy to see people make things.
Yeah, only happy. No worries at all. And if if it's not a good product, then I mean everything I've seen so far is really awesome and really good. But if the product that is not that good, it's not our problem, since it's a third party license, so it's okay.
Sure. Yeah.
No, definitely. Yeah. And I think we want to encourage people to just go crazy and do their own thing. They don't have to make it perfect, you know? Just, no, it's the answer.
Excellent. Martin also commented on your shirt. I'm telling you, that Nostromo shirt.
Uh-huh. Okay, this one.
People are digging it.
Yes.
I'm not the only one.
Yeah, I'm an alien nerd. What can I say?
Yeah, that's all right. I am too. So Jeremy also asks, do you have any plans or would you like to move into RPG work full time? I think you both have quote unquote regular jobs too.
Real boring jobs, yeah. we talked about this before we went live. And,
we did.
I'm working with COVID-19 testing in Sweden as my full-time day job. So I would definitely like to quit my job and work full-time with Mark Borg instead. It would be. On the other hand, it's a stable job, and the role-playing business is not that stable. So I cannot, put my faith into as of now. Maybe that change in the future, but we only have one product to lean on, and it's too risky. I mean, we both have kids and families, and
And I think something happens when you turn your passion into work, as we talked about earlier. I mean, some people can make it work, and I'm not sure if I could handle stress being a part of this, because so far we've been very, we've said that if we at any time feel stressed during this, like we don't want to do it, because it's supposed to be just fun. And so far it's been more than that. So,
absolutely. It's like that. When it turns stressful in business, we might lose that passion, and I think that will show in the products we
developed.
I was a little bit burnt out after the core book. That was 35 or 40 versions of that before we were happy.
Wow!
We were proofreading, and I was a little bit perfectionist, like Johan is, and we went through 40 versions of stuff like that, and then I did a lot of entries in the dungeon generator, which we released in August or something like that this year, and then after that, I felt I don't want to give a shit about this game for a month or something, and That's okay, because I have my job, I guess if this was our job, I couldn't take that break and relax and back to writing good stuff.
Yeah. I totally get that. Sometimes we just need a break from everything and just kind of refresh and get re-energized for the creative process. Yeah. I know I do as a content creator. Let's see here. Jeremy E. also says a comment just to say thank you for being so active and supportive on your Discord. It is very appreciated.
Thank you for being there.
Yeah.
I will vouch and say that you do have a very great Discord channel, and if folks are interested in it, I'll try to get the link and put it in the description of this video.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm sorry for not being as active as Johan, but... I'm a bit older as well.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you started writing role-playing games when I was born, so that says something. Yep.
Let's see here. Philip, let's see here. Peter says, I haven't been this excited to run a game in years. Would you be okay to share how many copies it has sold? Do we even know? I know it's been reprinted. I know there's been like a third printing, three printing.
It's kind of a second version of a third printing, I think, or second batch, or whatever you call it, of a third printing.
But honestly, we don't know the exact numbers yet because Free League.
No,
but it's a lot.
Keep that to ourselves.
I'm not sure if we are allowed to.
No, just leave it. I don't know. Sure,
it's thousands of copies.
One thing is we've sold out at the worst possible times always. Just when we released and just when we won the Emmys, right?
Well, when we released the book and then we won, that second time was when we won the Emmys. Both of those.
Everyone wanted to buy it. No, sorry. So that's been super frustrating to just sit there and read all these comments where people are like, oh, I just want to buy your book. Can I do that? Sorry. Imprinted.
Well, it seems like the book is damned somehow.
Well, it doesn't help that we have to burn the book once we're done playing. Yeah, you know, I mean, I've bought three copies myself just because I want to make sure that once, you know, I burn a copy, I have a copy in the, you know, ready to go.
Yeah, it's
capital.
There's a lot of chemicals in the book.
Shouldn't breathe with you.
It's really hard to burn. It's really difficult.
Let's see here. K Mike says, are there any plans to further develop the setting with locations, lore, or resources for campaign play? P.S. Thanks for the fantastic game.
Yeah, thanks. I don't want to ruin any magic. You know, you can do that if you tell what you're about to do. But for me, it's impossible to quit writing, and there will be more books in the future. And I can promise that book will be out next year. That's as much as I can tell.
Okay, but, sure.
Yeah.
There will be more stuff, books and other things.
Yeah. The thing is, also, we have lots of people want to collaborate, and we say yes maybe too often. I don't know. But that also put official things from us on hold, because for me it's impossible to, not for you one, but for me it's impossible to work on, you know, three or four different things at the same time. Maybe one or two things that's perfect for me. You one is more flexible, but I get stressed out if there's too much going on at the same time. So, yeah. But in a couple of months, I really want to focus on official stuff coming from us, 100%. So there will be some more stuff. I have everything is I have a framework inside my head that is 100% ready. I just need to write it down.
Yeah. Get a hammer.
Philip Reed says, the visuals make me think of David Carson's work in the 90s. This is a very good thing. Was there any, did you draw inspiration from anybody as you were coming up with the design for the look of this this book?
Sure, yeah. I can't name any names really, but I come from an editorial graphic design background, and a lot of the inspiration I think are from like magazine design and that sort of visuals. But also things like video games or computer games or creepypasta or anything.
Sure.
So I try to look for inspiration anywhere but role-playing games.
Nice. So, I like it. Bertram Miller asks, are you guys thinking of tackling any other genres now that you have dealt a spiked flail to the face of the fantasy genre?
You can still beat a dead genre with a flail. Yeah. You know? what do you say, Pelle? We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, we'll see. Adam Westby says, what advice do you have for someone making an indie, I'm going to say game or RPG, as far as the business side of talking to artists, publishers, and printers?
I think one thing that I learned from doing the first Kickstarter was don't be afraid to just ask the people that you look up to or that you like or whatever. Just send an email and just pitch what you have. They're just people, and most of them like cool stuff. So if you're confident and you like what you're doing, then maybe they will too, I think.
And I've said this in previous streams, that I've never seen an industry that likes to help each other out. Like a lot of publishers, a lot of designers, they look at each other as, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of it. As colleagues. You know, more than competition. Sure. Like, there's very little. Like, everybody knows that we're all making games to have fun, and and you know, we want people just playing games more than anything else. It's not a competition. It's about, okay, hey, we want games being played and people having a good time. And so, yeah, it's this industry is pretty special, in my opinion, as far as how that's concerned.
Yeah,
I guess for me and you, Johan, it's we are lucky that you know, we want to work together, and so yeah, Johan don't need to pay me for writing, and I don't need to pay Johan for drawing. We do this for free. Yeah, no, that's perfect. So, for ourselves, so we can work for free at the time, you know, the pace we want to, and and Johan is very talented. So it's not when I ask like Hi Matte Katastrofe to make a tape with us, and I send some pictures that Johan has made, they say, yeah, they said yes immediately and stuff like that. So we are a bit lucky, I guess, or I am a bit lucky, and we are a bit lucky.
We are,
yeah. but like Johan said, you never be afraid to ask people, and you know, the guys you admire, if they want to do some kind of collaboration and stuff like that. Yeah.
Excellent. Let's see here. Bones and Banner says, I read through Mork Borg the first time in a cellar cafe in old town Stockholm. It felt very fitting.
Yeah, that's very fitting.
Very. I mean, it was originally a pub game, so it's very fitting.
Maybe nice.
Like
so none in old town, maybe. Yeah, I wrote the main part of the game at a cafe in Kung Solman in Stockholm. So yeah, the main part of it. So it's
Let's see here. Question says plans to bring Mork Borg to Brazil. It's a wonderful surprise how the game has fans here and grows every day.
Not at the moment, unfortunately. We've had a few questions about translations from a lot of different languages, but as of now, nothing is definitive or definite. But we want to focus entirely on the English and the Swedish right now, at least. But we'll see what happens in the future. Like we won't close that door permanently.
Solomon Kane asks: are comparisons to Lamentations of the Flame Princess and Mork Borg fair? What do you think the differences are?
I think there are similarities in system because they're both based on old school games, but there are a lot of differences as well in tone and vibe.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we go for other kind of things than maybe Lamentation does. We are not that. Maybe it's not very provocative, at least not in Sweden, to go for, you know, naked bodies and stuff like that. It's not very interesting and not anything we think is cool.
Nice. Alex asks, hello from Russia, from the Russian RPG OSR community. We are enjoying Mork Borg so much. Cool to get a spike flail in the face in our northern wastes.
From one northern waste to another, yeah.
Yes.
How does this feel? Like you have folks that want to play your games in Brazil and Russia and the US and Sweden, like UK, like it's all over the world. I can't imagine how that would be as a designer and as a you know, creator of an RPG.
It's unreal.
It's unreal. Yeah.
I remember when we had a release party in Stockholm for the game, and I saw that there was a group of people playing the game, and I was like, oh yeah, now we reached a quota. Now we reached the goal. We have one group playing the game. That's good.
Yeah, that was the first goal too.
Yeah.
Have one. Yeah.
It's crazy. Jeremy,
it's amazing. It's amazing.
Jeremy E asks, any Night Yeast 2 secrets you can hint at?
No, not much. I'm writing for that second issue, and Some few pages in that that zine. That's one of the things I did, and it's a secret still. I don't think I'm allowed to tell what it's all about, but maybe it will be a surprise for some people.
Pan asks, there's a cult in, here in Poland. They are calling themselves NRD. They injected me with Morborg, and I'm addicted now. How to defeat them?
I don't know that specific cult, but
yeah,
I don't know. Violence is always an option.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So we've got less than 5 minutes left. This 30 minutes, I tell you, we need to have you on for at least an hour. I think we would fill an hour quite well. If anybody would like to see more board content done on the Freeleague YouTube channel, please hit that like button down below and also hit the subscribe button. And then that way, every time we have guys on, we can you'll be notified and let know that we're streaming with them. Let's just talk a little bit. You guys mentioned that before we went live that you've got an announcement coming later or in a little bit.
Yeah, next week maybe.
Next week,
next week. Okay.
Such a super vague thing.
Oh, that's all right.
We'll say something. Like, what does that mean?
where should folks tune in to see the announcement?
We have at the official Morborg site on Facebook, Discord, of course, where lots of people are very active, and we have that Talk Morborg group at Facebook as well, and Johan is active on Twitter as well.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And
Instagram as well, we're on. So,
yes.
Doc Ratty says, I'll listen to you folks for more than just 1 hour. Thank you so much. That's we've got so much content for the showcase that we had to kind of limit these sessions. So I apologize for folks that we didn't get a chance to answer any questions. Okay, we've got final question before we head out. I think this is Jeremy. Yes, what's Johan's favorite tattoo that he has?
It's of course the Morborg.
Do you really have Morborg on here? Let me.
Of course I have. Yeah.
Wow.
Ermagard Morborg. That was from one of the reviews that we got. Someone had this headline. I thought, oh hey, I'm gonna have that on my body.
It's for you and it's for life.
I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, we're all gonna die one day anyway. So what does it matter what we look like?
True. True. Oh man! Thank you so much, guys, for coming on and chatting with us for a little while. Is there? Do you want to, you want folks to go to morkborg.com? There's some great community created content on there that you've uploaded. There's the random PC generator.
Scumbirther.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. you got the dungeon creator. Like, it's just an amazing game, and I love it, and I can't wait for conventions again, because I know that this would be such a great convention game.
Yeah, this was really our year, and that's one thing that really pisses us off is that we couldn't go to all the cons, and we had plans for visiting the US and the UK. And we couldn't go, and that was really, it was a pain in the ass. We really wanted to meet all the people that enjoys the game and talk to people, and
I see we have only 1 minute now, and it's tough, it's boring to end on disappointment, but it's also very on brand in a way.
It all ends in misery, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Totally get it. Thank you so much, everybody that tuned in. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining me for the Free League Showcase. Like I said, if you would like to see more content, please hit the subscribe button, hit that like button, share this video with all your friends that enjoy Morborg, because I'll tell you what, this thing is just setting the RPG industry on fire. And it's amazing to see. I'm so excited for all the success that it's having. So, All right, folks, that's going to do it. We'll be back in a little bit. Bye now.